the book Hebrews, part 210. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I have not written the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, but I have obtained copyright, distributing right, printings right. I've reserved all the rights from the Americans trustees, so I have a couple of copies available. Should you require a copy, you can contact me. It's called The Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. The best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. If you need to find out more about it, or have a question, or just want to speak to me, the international WhatsApp code for South Africa +27, and our number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see right on the top here for your convenience. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. But please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, especially the study What's Your God's Name and the study of the revelation of the book Revelation. It's a must, it's a must, it's a must, especially for the time that we are living in and the lies that is spread around the world right now. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you give a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to participate in the Word and study the Word of Yahweh our Elohim. What a pleasure. Now, we saw yesterday morning, 1 John 4 verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit or the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh Almighty. Every spirit or person that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh is of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And now we understand a bit more about coming in my flesh. This is very important for the bride of Yahushua to acknowledge that Yahushua through the Ruach HaKodesh has taken possession of my body. You see, because the Bible says that he's the head of the body. What is the body? And also the body of Yahushua, the universal body, the bride. I call it the bride of Yahushua. Who's the bride of Yahushua? They are all different Yahvists from different parts of the world. And we are together, we become the body of Yahushua, hallelujah. But he's the head, and we are all different parts of that. Now it says in 1 John 4 verse 3, and every spirit, look at the word spirit, small s, that's every person. I think if they would have written and every person, take the word spirit away. Why is put the word spirit there? It's to confuse people, not to understand the word. I can't understand why people with writing the scripture would make it so difficult to understand. Make it difficult for normal people. I don't want to say common people, normal people. You know why? You know why? And why do they sometimes, when they speak about Yahushua or Yahweh, they use small letters? Do you know why? It's to create confusion. Make the Bible ununderstandable, not understandable. In order, because the Roman Catholic Church says, it's only the priest who has the right to interpret the word of God. That's how they call it. only the priest of the Roman Catholic Church, all the pastor, all the reverend, all the, yeah, the priest, has the right to interpret the word. It was not the purpose of Yahushua. The purpose of Yahushua with his word is for everyone, Jew, Greek and Gentile, man and woman, to read the scripture and understand the scripture in an easily manner. But the Roman Catholic Church made it so difficult in order to maintain its authority over the people. Throughout the ages, from 34 AY to 1530 AY, where Protestantism were born, Roman Catholic Church kept people in bondage, in slave, spiritual slavery, not understanding the word. And they tried to keep and reserve the rights only for the priest, the Catholic priest, to have the right to interpret what the Bible is. And then they can say whatever they want. But you, because you as a Catholic did not have the right to keep a Bible, you had to listen to the word that was spoken by the priest. And since the time Protestantism came about, the Bible became available to everybody. And from there, we came to the knowledge as there was never ever in the Bible something like children christening, where children were born, because children can't sin. Yes, say the Catholic Church, I have the handbook, the Roman Catholic handbook which they used to train their priest. There's two different heavens for children, infants, I want to use the word infants, who died unbaptized, and for children who died baptized. For children with the parents did not have the time, or they did not want to baptize the children in the Catholic system, because that's all it is. And the other hand, it is the religious Catholics that has baptized their babies, their children. There's two different heavens. There's two different positions in heaven for these children. The book is Christ. Well, the book is called Christ Among Us, a Roman Catholic guideline for training priest. I have one of those. Once you start reading in that, your eyes just want to pop out your head, seeing the stuff that they say. While Yahushua said, I think it's a Mark 13, where Yahushua says, "Don't hinder the children, bring them unto me. Bring the children, don't stop them. Because unto them belongs the kingdom of Yahweh." The children has eternity. They has eternal life, whether they are being baptized or not baptized. Because a child or an infant cannot obtain sin. They cannot obtain sin. Yeah, but the sin of the fathers. No, the Bible says, like the soul of the father, so is the soul of the son. He who has sinned must die. Now it says in verse 3, "And every spirit of person that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh." Now again, it's the opposite of what we spoke yesterday morning. Verse 3 is exactly the opposite of verse 2. Every spirit or person, I like the word person, that confesses not that Yahushua is coming in the flesh. There's one that believes not, the atheist, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Satanist, they don't believe that Yahushua came in the flesh. And they are not of Yahwa, or as the 1611 say, God. They are not of God, which is Yahwa Almighty. It says, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. And this is that spirit, small spirit, of Antichrist, which has taken possession of the world in the time where we are living in today. Because a lot of people are atheists. They don't want to believe in not even Yahushua or Jesus Christ, but of God, the creator of heaven and earth, which we call Yahushua. I know an atheist. We became friends very strongly in terms of that he visited my bookshop for quite a few times. And every time he was walking out there with hearing things that he never heard in his life. He actually complimented me the last time he was there. And he says, Prof, you're the first person in my life that did not yield to the things that I said. He says, pastors and reverends, in their dozens, when they see me, they run. And he's an attorney in Pretoria. Yeah, a big guy. Atheist. Because I was answering him with scripture. Every time that he comes with something, I will answer him with the scriptures. So he says, every spiritual person that confesses not that Yahushua come of the flesh is not of Yahwa. So if I say that Yahushua were not born as a baby, it makes me what? It makes me a antichrist. And if I say that he has not come in my flesh, in whose flesh has he not come? A Buddhist? A Muslim? A Hindu? A Satanist? And so I can carry on. They don't acknowledge Yahushua has taken possession of their bodies, that they will confess that they are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. They won't confess that. In order for Yahushua to obtain possession in my life, he must work through the Ruach HaKodesh, possessing my body, my mind, my soul, and my body. Now it says that every spiritual person that confesses not that Yahushua has come in the flesh is not of Yahwa Almighty. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, which is not Yahushua. Therefore you have heard that it should come. Therefore you have heard that it should come. And even now, 2,000 years ago, and today in 2025, and even now already is in the world. What is in the world? The Antichrist people. We have two kinds of Antichrist. We have this in John 4 verse 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, well, 1 John 4 verse 1 onwards to verse 6. Even in the time of Yahushua, Apostle John said, if you don't believe that Yahushua obtained your life, you are an anti-Yahushua. Because the word Christ only came into existence in 327 AY at the Council of Nicea, Constantine, Emperor Constantine, who was also the first pope, created the word Antichrist or Christ, Christos, Christ. Christ-like, Christ. So, in the time of Yahushua, there never exists a name like Christ. So it's anti-Yahushua. Does that make sense? So every atheist or Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Satanists, they are a anti-Yahshua, not anti-Christ, anti-Yahshua. And they were already in the world 2,000 years ago, and even today more than ever. And then we will find the Antichrist, Revelation 17, verse 1 till verse 6, where we can the whole Revelation 17, 18, 19, 20. You will see this Antichrist that will rule the world. She's dressed in purple and scarlet. And she sits upon the water, the Babylon whore mother. And she has got gold and silver. And she has a mug, golden mug, with the blood of the martyrs, the Yavist and the Hebrew people that she killed. 150 million over 1,500 years, called the Dark Ages in history. She sits with a mug. Who's that? The Antichrist. Revelation 13 verse 1, the beast that's come from the sea, with the 7 heads and 10 horns, the Antichrist, the beast that will follow Israel in the desert, Revelation 12, where they will, the dragon that will throw water's people, Revelation 17 verse 15, when you see water in the book of Revelation and Daniel, is nation, tongues and people and creeds. So what do we find here now? It says, and even now already is in the world. So there are Antichrist people, and there are the Antichrist that will rule the earth. I'm ending with the last verse, verse 4. You are of Yahweh, it says, the little children, the bride of Yahushua, and have overcome them. Overcome who? All those who did not believe in Yahushua. Because greater is he, that he must be a capital H, that's Yahushua. Greater is he that is in you than he, capital H. No, he, in a bracket, small h, Satan, that is in the world. I'm just going to read the scripture again. Verse 4. You are of Yahweh Almighty, little children, speaking to the bride of Yahushua, and overcome them, all the lies. Because greater is he, capital H, Yahushua, that is in you, is in us, in our bodies, in our temples. How? Through the Ruach HaKodesh. Then he, which is a small h, in brackets, Satan, with a small s. Never ever write the word Satan with a capital S. Don't give him any glory that is in the world. Now we're going to end right here. We have learned quite a bit of a word this week. Let's restudy it again. Just go over it. Make your own notes. There's a whole weekend where we can be productive in the kingdom of Yahweh, sowing the word of life unto the glory of Yahushua. Till Monday, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.